Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And again, I have been offering the booklet that Ralph Martin has written, and I'm offering it at the end, a free copy at the end of this program. And I really encourage you to read it, and I want to hear from you when you have read it. You can email me, you can send email to Renewal Ministries and it can get to me, or you can write to me, but I'd be very interested in how you hear it when you read this booklet, The Final Confrontation. I encourage you to do so. This is first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 1 to 6. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. That's a call to all of us, especially to priests and bishops, but it is a call to all of us who have any authority in any form. Woe to you if you mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people, you have scattered my sheep and driven them away. It's not what a good shepherd does. Good shepherd tends, cares, knows his flock, walks among his flock, lives in a certain sense with his flock to guard them, protect them, direct them. In your sphere of responsibility, are you doing that? Are you doing that? Jesus says to many of the shepherds, you have not cared for them, but I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to their meadow, to their own land. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so that they need no longer fear and tremble. And none shall be missing, says the Lord. Responsibility in the church is an awesome responsibility. It is. It is. Whether you're the receptionist, the secretary, you're teaching CCD, you're doing RCIA, you're visiting the sick, you're sitting in the pews every Sunday and listening to the homily and receiving communion, you are part of the work of the church. Take your responsibilities seriously. You're not an audience coming for 1 hour a week to be entertained. You're coming to be fed so that you might go out and bring the gospel to many others. All of us bear a certain responsibility for the upbuilding of our parish. Every single one of us. Are you doing what you're called to do? First of all, to pray and to fast for the sake of the church, to live a life worthy of the kingdom of God. Be generous in offering service, offering your talents and gifts if they can be used. Are you doing that? All of us have a part. All of us. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord our justice. It is the Lord who makes things just for us. It is the Lord who provides, but he seeks to use all of our brothers and sisters to help us experience that justice, that peace, that joy that God wants to give. All of us have a part to play. All of us. Every single one of us. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Well, yes, the Lord is our shepherd. Do we call on him? Do we allow ourselves to be led by the shepherd? That's a big question. If you want to lead, you need to be led first. If you think you're going to be called or are being called to a particular ministry within the church, you need to be willing to be led before you can lead. Are you? Because the Lord, who is our shepherd, leads us beside restful waters. He guides us in right paths. We don't even fear when he takes us into dark valleys because he is ever with us. Your rod and your staff that give me courage. The rod is discipline, the staff is protection. God gives us that. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Follow him. Follow him as closely as you can. Give him time in prayer every day. Frequent the sacraments. Serve your neighbor. Serve the poor. When you do these things, you will know his blessing, his care, his protection, and his guidance. And the second reading is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. Brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have become near by the blood of Christ. It was Christ's death on the cross, the shedding of his blood, that won you the right to intimacy with God. For he is our peace. He who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. We have access to the Father if we follow him. And that means, it implies here, that even when there's rancor or strife of some kind, if we seek in every instance to be a peacemaker, not covering it over, but really dealing with it and bringing genuine peace, if we're really seeking that, or are we just jealous and envious and backbiting and gossip and slander? We divide the body. And God abhors that, because it's his body. We're called to be one people, one body. So are you doing what you can? Doesn't mean that you can work miracles, but are you playing your part to bring about reconciliation in every divisive circumstances of which you're a part? Don't go out soliciting to help other people right now. Just deal with your own, whether it be in family or workplace or within the parish. A divided parish does not witness to the presence of God. It just doesn't. So while you can't make a divided parish whole by yourself, you can pray, and you can live your life as a force for reconciliation, for unity, for supporting one another, caring for one another, loving one another. You watch what God does when we participate with him. The Alleluia verse before the gospel is, "My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me." From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." So they've come back from their missions. He sent them out two by two. They come back and they tell Jesus what happened, the good and the difficult. But what does Jesus say? Okay, now we've accomplished this part of the plan. Now on to the next part of the plan. And he assigns duties. No. What God does, in a sense, talk to him about what we've been doing, talk to him about the ways we've been trying to serve him. What he says to these apostles is, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. God knows we need rest. Really. Don't ever feel guilty because you need rest. It's essential. And it's not just physical rest. It's rest with Christ to deepen that personal relationship with him. It really is. So you see, when we accomplish a service, the Lord says, come apart. Rest with me. Might be a day, might be an afternoon, might be a week, whatever the circumstances are. Don't ever feel guilty about that. Come away with me, says the Lord. Come abide with me. People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. God bless these apostles. Sometimes it can feel like that because people are so hungry and so thirsty. And when they hear the truth, they want to hear more from you. They want to draw near to you. And I'm not talking about hordes of people, but don't ever think that when somebody comes to you to ask a question that it's an interruption. God wants you to speak to them. When they see something in you or hear something from you and they want to understand more and they come to you, don't huff and puff about how busy you are. Make yourself available. Really. Make yourself available. And so when Jesus gets there, he disembarked and he saw the vast crowd. His heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. He began to teach them many things. He took pity on them. He was tired just like all his disciples were, some of the apostles. He was tired too. He wanted to be quiet. He wanted to sit with these chosen ones, to listen to them and to help them. He just wanted to be quiet, have a meal, share fellowship. But the crowds came and they found him and they went to the other side of the lake to find him. They were so hungry. And what does it say? Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them. And that's what the apostles had to learn. That's what all of us have to learn, to allow our heart to be moved with pity. Even when we're already under duress. And take time. I don't mean all the time you need to have rest, but take time to answer their questions and to speak to them of the love of God. May God abundantly bless you and lead you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.